Instability in Sri Lanka makes waves. A Pakistani Christian fears his family wants to kill him, and God changes a village through a mob. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Sri Lanka hopes to hold together until the April parliamentary vote, but unrest from within threatens to tear the country apart. India Gospel League's David Rice.
Everything right now is unstable. There's a lot of fear. There's a lot of tension. It's created some very difficult situations for believers.
Aside from contested elections, there are human rights issues stemming from the civil war's messy end. In an effort to maintain order, security has been beefed up. The restrictions aren't so different for Christians who are already under close scrutiny.
In spite of all the persecution, the church continues to thrive. It almost fuels the energy of the believers, and I believe the Lord just blesses them, but it does hamper the work.
Keep praying. Anti-conversion legislation is still in the works, and instability flare-ups can make outreach difficult.
The government has identified itself as basically being a Buddhist government, and so anybody that's different from them, be it Christian, Muslim, or whatever, is going to have a very difficult time operating in Sri Lanka.
Next, food, water, medicine, and shelter have been the focus in Haiti following the 7.0 earthquake. However, One Hope's Latin America director Richard Luna says the people of Haiti are showing an interest in God. He says over 1 million people gathered around the presidential palace for the conclusion of a three-day fast.
For the first time as a collective, people of Haiti are looking to God, are seeking God, and they were fasting before God for the very first time, not to the voodoo gods, but to the God of creation, and I think this is something significant.
One Hope presents the harmony of the gospel through the Book of Hope and the God-Man film, the story of the life of Christ in 3D animation.
In one weekend, they went visiting camp to camp, tent to tent, heart to heart, and they reached in one weekend 33,000 children and their families. We have seen in 1 month more showings of God-Man than in all previous years put together.
One Hope needs extra funding to expand their goals for outreach in Haiti. You're listening to Mission Network News. Four brothers attacked and beat their younger brother when he refused to recant his Christian faith and convert back to Islam. Open Doors USA and Compass Direct News told us about this, which took place earlier this month in Pakistan. After resisting a bribe to convert to Islam, 26-year-old Riaz Masai was beaten by his brothers with bamboo sticks and left for dead. Miraculously, he survived. An area Christian is hiding him. Masai says if his family finds him, they'll kill him. Pray for his faith and safety. Meanwhile, a project is underway to give recorded scripture to the Yine tribe of Peru. Audio Scripture Ministries is working with pastors and partners in-country. Tom Dudenhofer says,
the request to do the recording actually came from some of the pastors who are working with these indigenous people.
Evangelism efforts among the Yine began over 100 years ago. New Testament translation started in 1960 and finished in 2000. However, with less than 4,000 tribe members scattered throughout the jungles of Peru, they're often overlooked. Plus, many can't read the existing translation.
The government of Peru states that their illiteracy rate is anywhere from 20 to 40%.
In the past, the tribe has been open to the gospel.
You can't predict how God's going to use his word, but the local pastors are the ones who have said, we know our people will benefit from listening to God's word in their language.
An IN Network shares a story about their ministry in the Papua New Guinea Highlands. Two men jailed for murdering Christians in the church of a local village broke out of prison last month. They stirred up a mob to stop evangelism in the village. Through the prayers of believers, God answered with a change of heart in the village. The community donated the materials to build a church. The pastor is also sharing the gospel with the pair who is behind bars. Pray for hearts to respond. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's making available a copy of Sammy Tippett's revised book, The Prayer Factor, to help you learn the great truths about prayer, a factor that will revolutionize your life, our church, and society. Get your copy, which includes a study book. Call 1-800-995-4828. Today's the last day, or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.